أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، عباد الله، أيها المسلمون، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى حق التقوى، فإن من اتقى الله سبحانه وتعالى وقاه ويسر له أمور دينه ودنياه فر الله ومسلمس ففرد التقوى فالله سبحانه وتعالى by acting upon the commands of Allah and staying away from the prohibitions. For indeed, he who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah protects such a person and preserves such a person. And he who fears Allah by being obedient to him and to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by acting upon that which Allah has commanded to the best of ability and staying away from the prohibitions, such a person Allah makes things easy for them in this life and in the hereafter. Ibad Allah. أيها المسلمون، اعلموا رحمكم الله أن الابتداع في الدين والمحدثات في الدين هي أصل كل بلاء وفتنة، والشيطان حريص كل الحرص على صد الناس عن دين الله سبحانه وتعالى، فإن رأى منهم تفلتا، غفلة، وكسلا، وإعرادا عن دين الله، زين لهم المعاصي وفتح عليهم أبواب الشهوات. ولكن إن رأى في المسلمين محبة لدين الله واجتهادا وهمة، شغلهم بالبدع والزيادة في الدين، ففتح عليهم باب الشبهات. You should know My dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, as our noble scholars, they say that innovations in the deen of Allah are the origin and the cause of all trials and tribulations that the Muslims go through. And keep in mind the shaitan, the main enemy to us. The shaitan is so diligent, so that it takes and causes the people to stray and to deviate away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the shaitan sees that certain people are negligent, lazy, they're not aware of the purpose behind their creation. They're just Muslims by affiliation because they were born in some Muslim country, or yes, Allah guided them to Islam but didn't benefit from it. They're not studying it. Such people, the shaitan make beautiful to them the sins and disobedience, and thus he turns them away from righteous actions. But if the shaitan sees that someone is diligent, they love ibadah, they want to act upon, they want to do more actions of worship, then the shaitan has another plan for them. It make fear seeming to them innovations by opening to them the door of shubuhats. وَعْلَمُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أَنَّ دِينَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى كَامِلٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ الزِّيَادَ وَلَا النُّقْصَانَ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى قَالَ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Keep in mind this reality, عباد الله, that the deen of Allah does not accept any additions. No one is allowed to add anything to the deen of Allah or to take anything from it, because this deen is complete and perfect. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. This day I have perfected and completed your religion for you. قال إمام دار الهجرة الإمام مالك رحمه الله من ابتدع في الدين بدعة يراها حسنة فقد زعم أن محمدا بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد خان الرسالة لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. إمام مالك رحمه الله تعالى, he said, if anyone introduced an innovation to the deen of Allah and they say this is a good bid'ah, this is a good innovation, such a person claiming that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did not convey the message, wal'iyadu billah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this day I have perfected and completed your religion, وَهَذَا الْمُبْتَدِعِ يَقُولُ لَا الدِّينُ غَيْرُ كَامِلٍ لَا يَقُولُهَا بِلِسَانِهِ لَكِنْ بِعَمَلِهِ بِبِلْعَتِهِ. But this mubtadi', this innovator say, no, the deen is not complete. Since it, keep in mind, they don't say it with their tongue, but their actions says it for them. وَهَذَا الْمُبْتَدِعِ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ مُعَانِدٌ وَمُشَاقٌ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد حدد الطرق الموصلة إلى الخير, لكن هذا المبتدع يزعم أنه له طرقا أخرى, وبهذا يجعل نفسه شريكا لله في التشريع والعياذ بالله. يقول الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله, وكفى بذلك إثما عظيما وضلالا مبينا. لأن هذا المبتدع لا يتبع ما أنزل الله سبحانه وتعالى, لكن يتبع هواه. والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء.
Another reality, ibadallah, that we should always keep in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us and described for us in details that which leads to all good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated to us and made clear to us in His book and in the sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path that lead to the Jannah, to the pleasure of Allah. But the mubtadi', the innovator, says, no, there is other paths that are not mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. There are other paths, other ways that leads to the Jannah. And thus this person, this innovator, wal-iyadu billah, sits himself as a legislator with Allah in the deen of Allah. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, says, this alone is a great sin and show that this person has strayed far away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are commanded to obey Allah, to act upon that which Allah has legislated, and to not follow anything else. As Allah tells us in the Quran, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء. Follow, all of you, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, the black and white, men and women, rich and poor, all of you, follow that which He was revealed to you from your Lord, and do not follow anything else other than that. عباد الله فقد ابتلي المسلمون بالبدع والمحدثات. Indeed, a sad reality that the Muslims, many of them, are afflicted by innovations. Instead of adhering to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, they are adhering to the paths of al-Shayateen. ومن المحدثات والبدع التي أحدثها الناس بدع في هذا الشهر المبارك شهر رجب الذي هو من الأشهر الحرم التي ذكرها الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه وأمر عباده ألا يظلموا أنفسهم فيها. From the many innovations that the people have innovated and introduced the deen of Allah, those innovations that are practiced and performed in this month of ours, the month of Rajab. Keep in mind that this blessed month of Rajab is one of the four sacred months that Allah has mentioned in the Quran and command us not to wrong ourselves in these months. And this month, by the way, they are Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Al-Muharram, wa Rajab. So we are commanded not to oppress ourselves, whether by falling into sins and disobedience, or whether by neglecting obligations. لكن الناس أحدثوا في هذا الشهر بدع وأتوا بأحاديث ونصوص وذكروا أن بعد أيامه ولياليه لها خاصية وميزة على الأيام الأخرى. وهذا ليس بصحيح، لأنه ليس من دين الله، لأنه ليس عليه آية ولا حديث صحيح صريح. Many Muslims, they celebrate innovations in this month, this blessed month of Rajab. And they spread some ahadith that are not sound as related to certain days and certain nights of Rajab. And they have no proof whatsoever, nor from the Quran, nor from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله ولقد أحدث الناس في هذا الشهر يعني شهر رجب بدعا كثيرة أحدثوا بدعا كثيرة ليس عليها دليل، وإنما كل ما أتوا به من الأحاديث فهي مكذوبة عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى said, the people has innovated many actions of worship in this month of Rajab, and they present ahadith, but those ahadith are lies against the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال ابن رجب الحنبلي، الحافظ ابن رجب الحنبلي حفظ رحمه الله، وإن مما خص به بعض الناس بعد ليالي هذا الشهر من القيام بالصلوات يسمونها صلاة الرغائب فليس من دين الله سبحانه وتعالى، لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يفعلها ولا أصحابه ولا التابعون لهم بإحسان. ابن رجب الحافظ ابن رجب الحنبلي رحمه الله تعالى said, likewise from the innovations that the people have introduced into in this deen of in the deen of Allah in this month of Rajab, that they select some days and some nights in which they perform some prayers. They call them Salat al-Raghaib, وهي بدعة المنكرة. But this Salat is an innovation, is a wicked innovation, because there is no dalil to support it, no proof from the Quran nor from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Sahaba didn't act upon it, didn't perform it, didn't know what it is. The Tabi'een didn't know what it is. قال شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله إنما أحدثت بعد القرن الرابع. Rather it was introduced after the 4th century of the Hijrah. ومن البدع التي يمارسها المسلمون في هذا الشهر المبارك شهر رجب الاحتفال بليلة الإسراء والمعراج، زعموا أن ذلك يوم 27 ليلة 27. Likewise, from the innovations that the many Muslims celebrate, especially in this month, the month of Rajab, is the celebrations of the Isra and the Mi'raj. They claim that took place in the 27th night of this month, the month of Rajab. لا شك أن الإسراء والمعراج قد وقع، تدل عليه الآيات عندنا سورة الإسراء، سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا، والأحاديث الصحيحة. لكن تخصيص هذه الليلة أو هذا الشهر بصلاة أو صيام أو احتفال، هذا ليس من دين الله سبحانه وتعالى. Keep in mind that the إسراء والمعراج is a reality, is real. نعم، it took place in the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he took that magnificent journey from Mecca to Bayt al-Maqdis, and then he ascended, Jibreel ascended with him to the heavens and returned back that night to Mecca. This is, it is supported by the ayats in the Quran. Rather, we have a surah called Surah al-Isra, and we have many narrations in the Sahihain. But the issue is celebrating these events. Some people, they claim that the Isra wal-Mi'raj took place on the 27th night of Rajab, and therefore they celebrate that day or that night, spend a lot of money, a lot of efforts, gather in the masajid, in their homes, and perform many actions that they are actions of innovation. وَلِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ قال الشيخ ابن باز قال العلامة الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله تعالى لما سئل عن الاحتفال بليلة الإسراء والمعراج، الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز, one of the great scholars of this time, رحمه الله, when he was asked about Muslims celebrating the Isra, the night of Isra and Mi'raj, he says, لم يثبت شيء فيها عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإنما كل هنالك أحاديث مكذوبة عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد اختلف العلماء والمحققون بخصوص الشهر الذي وقع فيه الإسراء والمعراج منهم من قال ربيع الأول ومنهم من قال رمضان ومنهم من قال شوال واختلفوا كذلك في الليلة ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يحتفل به ولا صحابته ولا التابعون فأنى لهؤلاء المتأخرين عندهم علم ما كان عند نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا عند أصحابه نسأل الله السلام والعافية شيخ بن باز رحمه الله تعالى says celebrating the 27th night of Rajab the Isra and Mi'raj it is not from the sunnah of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم because there is no proof to it to support it and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't do it. The Sahaba didn't celebrate that. Rather, the ulama of Al-Islam, they differ are related to the month and the day and the night in which the Isra and Mi'raj took place. Some they say Rabi' al-Awwal, some Shawwal, some Ramadan. And then the Shaykh says, and even if we know that it took place on the 27th night of Rajab, still is not permissible for us to celebrate. Why? Al-jawab sahl. The answer is very easy for those that Allah make it easy for them, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't celebrate it. Sahaba didn't celebrate it. At-tabi'un didn't celebrate it. So those who came after them, why they celebrate? Do they have something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't know? As'alu Allah li wa lakum at-tawfiq. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا أما بعد عباد الله أيها المسلمون فكما تقدم فنحن عباد الله مأمورون باتباع كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على هدي وفهم السلف الصالح صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن اتبعهم بإحسان. Once again, we are commanded. We the servants of Allah, we are commanded to obey Allah and to obey His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم by adhering to the teachings of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم with the understanding and the application of As-Salaf As-Salih. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at-tabi'un, those who follow them in good, and whoever followed them upon that path. فَدِينُ اللَّهِ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْ عَادَاتِ النَّاسِ وَلَا مِنْ تَقَالِيدِهِمْ وَلَكِنْ يُؤْخَذُ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَمِنْ صَحِيحِ سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأَيُّ شَيْءٍ لَمْ يَفْعَلْهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ ولم يفعله صحابته ولا التابعون لهم بإحسان يجب علينا رفضه. The deen of Allah, all servants of Allah, this deen of Allah, it is not taken from the customs of the people and their traditions. This deen of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not taken from the customs. Nor that which the people are upon and they find themselves or their parents or their tribes are upon. Rather, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be taken from its proper sources. The Book of Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we understand and we apply these texts of the Quran and the sunnah as understood and applied by the best of this ummah, as-salaf as-salih, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who follow them upon good. We don't mix traditions and what some country is upon, what the other tribe is upon. We don't mix that with the deen of Allah. We are commanded to follow one man. Whatever he said to us in this deen of Allah, we comply with that. We adhere to it. And we follow it. And we adhere to it. That is Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abd al-Muttalib, Khatam al-Anbiya wal-Rusul. It is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. This is the only man that we are commanded to follow him. Whatever he says in this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we act upon it. We accept it and we act upon it and we comply it. We comply with it. That is Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abd al-Muttalib, the seer of all prophets and messengers. قال إمام مالك رحمه الله كل يؤخذ من قوله أو يرد إلا صاحب هذا القبر وأشار إلى قبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إمام دار الهجرة إمام مالك رحمه الله تعالى says, every man's statements are to be taken or rejected except the statements of this man. And he pointed to the grave of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, because Imam Malik رحمه الله he used to teach in the Prophet's Masjid. He used to teach in the Prophet's Masjid. وهذا لا يعني عباد الله لما تكلمنا عن البدع في رجب أن المسلم لا يصوم ولا يصلي ولا يدعو الله ولا يذكر الله في هذا الشهر. لا, ليس هذا المقصد البتة. And since we mention the statements of some of our noble scholars as pertaining to the innovations that are practiced by so many Muslims in this month of Ramadan, of Rajab actually, such as certain people specify some days by fasting, specify some nights by salat or celebrations, this does not mean that a Muslim does not fast in this month or does not make tahajjud in this month. This is not what it means. Rather, if someone used to fast a regular fast, naam, that person can continue fasting in Rajab. If someone was consistent in fasting 3 days of every month, yes, you can fast 3 days in this month of Rajab. If someone was consistent in fasting the Mondays and Thursdays of every month, yes, you can continue in Rajab and fast the Mondays and Thursdays. If someone used to get up and pray tahajjud every night, yes, you can get up in these nights of Rajab and make tahajjud. But for a person now, don't fast. But now on Rajab, he thinks that fasting that 15th or that 7th day or the 27th has a great reward and this and that. That's what is prohibited. Because that's a ibadah. And a person should not act upon that unless he sees is this is something that is legislated for us in the Book of Allah, in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those who used to fast, alhamdulillah, fast. لكن كما قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, بعض الناس تراه مفرطا في الصلوات لا يحضر المسجد ولا الجماعات, يصلي متى شاء, لكن ليلة 27 يقوم هذا المسكين الليل كله, يصلي ويركع ويسجد ويبكي ويقرأ, دانا أن لهذه الليلة خاصية والعياذ بالله. فهو ترك ما أوجب الله عليه ووقع في البدع والعياذ بالله والمحدثات. Our noble Sheikh Al-Walid Dr. Salih Al-Fawzan حفظه الله, he says, you will find some of those Muslims who fall into these innovations, they are negligent. That which Allah has made obligatory upon them, they neglect it. They are not coming to pray in the masjid with the jama'ah. They are not serious about their prayers. They pray whenever they want. They pray asr or don't pray that day, it's okay. Pray fajr at its time or after sunrise, it's all the same to them. But when it comes to the innovation, they serious. They stood up the whole night of the 27th praying. Ruku', sujood, qira'at al-Qur'an, doing it as an innovation, wal-iyadu billah. Spending lengthy hours, a lot of energy. And some the people, they even spend their wealth, because these gatherings, they bring food and they bring many things. They have to travel to places, spending money, wealth, energy, a lot of effort for innovations. And then they neglect that which Allah has made obligatory upon them. So remember, ya akhwan, the qa'ida. Whenever we see people celebrating anything, even it may look that is nice, they fasting. Oh, they making tahajjud. They gathering in some masjid all night. And they turn off the lights and they put candles on. That's what they do. And then somebody who don't know is like, subhanallah, these people are better than us. They are not better than you. They are not, because you're a man of sunnah. You turned away from that. If you have knowledge, you give them advice. And you tell them that's what they're doing is an innovation. Because it is not done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor it was done by the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a qa'idah, and not just in Rajab. Because innovations in Rajab, in Shawwal, in Sha'ban, Naam, Sha'ban is coming, we're going to mention inshallah. If Allah allow us, we're going to mention a khutbah on the innovations in Sha'ban. Naam, there are innovations that the people practice in Sha'ban as well. Every month they have something for it to turn the people away from the sunnah. Turn the people away from that what Allah has decided for them. As'alu Allah li wa lakum at-tawfiq wa al-thabata ala al-deen wa an yarzuqani wa iyyakum al-ilma al-nafi' wa al-amal al-salih wa al-thabata ala al-deen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حيا